Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar calls for India and Afghanistan ties to work together in combating terrorism, holds talks with his counterpart in New Delhi, announces reopening of his embassy in Kabul. Election Commission issues notification for first phase of assembly elections in Bihar. Deadlock continues over seat sharing in NDA and Grand Alliance. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh invites Australian businesses to invest in India, says India is on a transformative journey of structural reforms. The US denies supplying advanced medium-range air-to-air missiles to Pakistan. And in cricket, Indian top-order batters give a flying start against West Indies in the second test match at New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar emphasized the need for India and Afghanistan to work together in combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. In his opening remarks during the meeting with the Foreign Minister of Afghanistan, Maulavi Amir Khan Mutaki in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said both nations have a common commitment towards growth and prosperity.
We must coordinate efforts to combat terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. We appreciate your sensitivity towards India's security concerns. Your solidarity with us in the aftermath of the Pahalgam terrorist attack was noteworthy. India is fully committed to the sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence of Afghanistan. Closer cooperation between us contributes to your national development as well as regional stability and resilience. To enhance that, I am pleased to announce today the upgrading of India's technical mission in Kabul to the status of Embassy of India.
The minister said India has a deep interest in Afghanistan's development and progress. He said the government is fully committed to the sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence of Afghanistan. He said closer cooperation between both nations contributes to Afghanistan's national development as well as regional stability and resilience. The External Affairs Minister also announced the upgrading of India's technical mission in Kabul to the status of Embassy of India.
We have a shared interest in boosting trade and commerce. I'm glad to note the commencement of additional flights between Kabul and New Delhi. Our educational and capacity building programs have long nurtured the Afghan youth. We will expand avenues for Afghan students to pursue studies at Indian universities. Sports is another long-standing connection. The emergence of Afghan cricket talent has been truly impressive. India is glad to deepen its support for Afghan cricket.
Speaking on the occasion, Foreign Minister of Afghanistan, Maulavi Amir Khan Mutaki said that his country will not allow any forces to threaten or use Afghan territory against other nations. He said Afghanistan has never given statements against India and always valued its good relations. He added that Afghanistan wants relations based on mutual respect, trade and people-to-people relations. Tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan surged dramatically following multiple explosions in Kabul yesterday. The explosions triggered widespread panic in eastern Kabul, a zone home to key government facilities and residential areas. Taliban chief spokesman confirmed the attacks, saying that they have started an investigation. The incident occurred just hours after Pakistan's defense minister, Khwaja Asif, delivered a fiery statement in the National Assembly, suggesting a breakdown in diplomatic restraint. While the exact source and intent behind the blast are still unconfirmed, early reports point to the possibility of airstrikes, raising concerns over the escalation of regional conflict. The notification for the first phase of assembly elections has been issued. With this, the nomination process for the first phase has begun for 121 assembly constituencies. Candidates can file their nomination papers until the 17th of this month. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be held the next day, and the last date for withdrawal of nominations is 20th October. In the first phase, polling will be held on the 6th of next month in districts of North and South Bihar. The Election Commission has also issued special instructions for tight security arrangements around the nomination centres. Crowds will not be allowed inside or around the nomination premises. We have a report.
As the electoral process gets underway, political activity has intensified across the state. Both the ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, and the opposition Grand Alliance are yet to finalize their seat-sharing agreements. Within the NDA, discussions remain ongoing, with the BJP actively trying to reach an understanding with the Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, led by Union Minister Chirag Paswan. It is expected that the NDA may announce its seat-sharing formula in coming days. Meanwhile, the Grand Alliance, which includes the Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD, the Congress and left parties, has also not settled on a seat distribution plan. In an effort to break the impasse, RJD President Lalu Prasad is expected to meet with senior Congress leaders in Patna today to push for a resolution. With Dharmendra Kumar Rai's report from Patna, Aishwarya Rai Nigam for Akashwani News.
Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas Paswan. I beg your pardon, Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas President Chirag Paswan today said that seat-sharing talks are going on in a positive direction and it is in the final stage now. Talking to media in New Delhi after holding discussions with senior BJP leader, Mr. Paswan said he wants to hold discussions on every aspect to avoid conflict at later stages.
The talks are going in a positive manner and are in their end stage now. We want to hold discussions on all minute issues, seats, candidates and campaigning.
Pehle hi discuss kar lena chahte hain.
On RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav's announcement of providing a government job in every household, JDU leader Rajiv Ranjan Prasad termed the announcement a big lie.
This is the biggest lie of the century. RJD and Tejaswi Yadav have mastered the art of lies and deception. Lalu Yadav committed the fraud scam to secure jobs and fill his coffers. Now, what jobs will such people give?
The assembly elections in the state will be conducted in two phases. Polling for the second phase will take place on the 11th of November, while counting of votes will be held on the 14th of next month. The election commissioner said that the electors on the voters list can display any one of the 12 alternative photo IDs apart from electors' photo identity card, EPIC, to vote. These IDs include Aadhaar card, PAN card, passport, driving license and passbooks with photographs issued by the bank or post office. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said PM Dhan Dhanya Yojana and Self-Reliance in Pulses Mission are initiatives aimed at making the nation Atmanirbhar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch PM Dhan Dhanya Yojana and Self-Reliance in Pulses Mission from Pusa campus in New Delhi tomorrow. In an interview with Doordarshan, the Agriculture Minister said that under PM Dhan Dhanya Yojana, the government will identify 100 low productivity districts and implement targeted measures to enhance productivity.
The farmers of these districts will benefit with improvement in irrigation coverage and credit access. If the productivity of low-performing districts is raised to the national average, overall national production will rise and farmers' incomes will increase.
Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam today released Niti Tax Policy Working Paper Series 2, titled Towards India's Tax Transformation, Decriminalization and Trust-Based Governance in New Delhi. The report includes development of guidance note for prosecution of income tax cases. These guidance notes aim to assist tax officers so that prosecution is invoked only in appropriate cases and after all civil remedies are exhausted. Speaking on the occasion, Niti Aayog CEO Subramaniam emphasized on building a world-class tax system in the country to ensure easier compliance, user-friendly and fair.
If India has to be Viksit Bharat, we need to have a tax system which is world class, which promotes compliance, which is easy, which is fair, which is just, and which promotes compliance with tax laws rather than makes it so complicated that people are not deterred, but actually fail somewhere or the other, more unknowingly rather than knowingly. So I think that is the entire philosophy within which all these recommendations are coming.
GST Bachat Utsav, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commenced on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of the state of Madhya Pradesh.
The The new GST reforms is a big win for Madhya Pradesh farmers, artisans, industrial workers and small businesses. GST on namkeens has been slashed to 5%, making this snack 6 to 7% cheaper and giving a major boost to the Indore namkeen sector of the state, supporting about 350,000 jobs. Farm machineries, pumps, tractors and other implements will now come under 5% slab, reducing cost by 7 to 13% and helping small and marginal farmers to adopt modern tools. Traditional tribal craft have moved from 12% to 5%, making items such as gourd painting, terracotta, wooden leg toy, bell metal and dokra craft, bamboo and cane craft and brasswell nearly 6% cheaper, boosting demand in local and export markets. With Samarth Rohan for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the country is on a transformative journey of structural reforms, particularly in manufacturing. He said India is now the fourth largest economy and the fastest growing economy in the world. Addressing the India-Australia Defence Industry Business Roundtable in Sydney today, Mr. Singh said the defence production ecosystem is being continuously liberalised through policy interventions and simplification of compliance mechanisms. Mr. Singh invited the Australian business community to invest, collaborate and innovate with India. He said India and Australia can develop cutting-edge technologies, build advanced platforms together.
Our defence exports have reached approximately 23,622 crore last year. And Indian companies now export to around 100 countries. Friends, strategic reforms such as Make in India, production-linked incentive schemes and a digital transformation have fostered a conducive environment for innovation, investment and manufacturing growth.
The United States has denied to supply newly produced advanced medium-range air-to-air missiles, AMRAAMs, to Pakistan. In a clarifying statement, U.S. Embassy in India asserted that a recent amendment to an American foreign military sales contract is not a transfer of new weapon systems to Islamabad. It said that the modifications is limited to sustainment and spare parts support only, and no capability enhancement or upgrade to its arsenal is being provided. President Draupadi Murmu today visited the Somnath Mahadev Temple at Gir Somnath of Gujarat. The president performed Jal Abhishek, Someshwar Mahapuja and Dhwaja Puja during her visit. Gujarat Tourism Minister Mulubhai Bera, district collector and other dignitaries welcomed the president upon her arrival. The president also paid floral tributes to the statue of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel in the temple premises. Later, the president is scheduled to visit Sashan. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, New Delhi, has achieved a major milestone by conducting the first robot-assisted kidney transplant surgery. Talking to Akashwani News, Dr. Virender Kumar Bansal, renal transplant surgeon, said that AIIMS is the first government institution in the country which has performed such surgery.
See, I see this as an important achievement in the sense that first it gives poorer sections of the society access to the latest technology which is available in the world, and then it gives a training opportunity to our residents so that they can learn the latest techniques of all types of surgeries so that the patients get their benefit. AIIMS is one of the first government institutions in the country to provide the service almost at a free cost to the patient.
In cricket, India today made a solid start by scoring 220 runs for 1 in 58 overs against West Indies on the first day of the second test match played at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. Indian skipper Shubman Gill won the toss and opted to bat first on a black soil surface favourable for batting. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty today rallied, rising over 0.5% each. The Sensex surged 429 points to 82,599, while the Nifty added 132 points to 25,313 when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar calls for India and Afghanistan ties to work together in combating terrorism, hold talks with his counterpart in New Delhi, announces reopening of his embassy in Kabul. Election Commission issues notification for first phase of assembly elections in Bihar. Deadlock continues over seat sharing in NDA and Grand Alliance. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh invites Australian businesses to invest in India, says India is on a transformative journey of structural reforms. The US denies supplying advanced medium-range air-to-air missile to Pakistan. And in cricket, Indian top-order batters give a flying start against West Indies in the second test match at New Delhi. And with that, we end the Midday News.